outside of cultural capitals like New York and Los Angeles, it used to be difficult for immigrants to hear live musicians from their home countries. The audiences just weren't big enough in the provinces. But things are changing. In Raleigh, North Carolina, there is an old rock and roll club that has lately refashioned itself as an epicenter for Mexican music. Disco Rodeo draws a bigger audience now than it ever did as a regular Anglo-American rock club. Lita Hartman says that hugely popular norteño and ranchero bands from Mexico are making Disco Rodeo their main and sometimes only stop north of the border.
It's 11 p.m. on Friday. At Disco Rodeo, that means the night's just starting. The place is packed. Cigarette butts litter the floor. Strobe lights flash. Couples do a two-step on the dance floor. The bass pulses right through you. It's so loud that the security people wear earplugs. Above the bar, neon signs advertise beer. Corona, Modelo, Tecate. The beer is Mexican. So is the audience, and so is the band. Jerry Banda is happy. He's been working to create this kind of scene for a long time. This is the music he grew up with back in Texas. He's a music promoter and the first person ever to bring Mexican bands to North Carolina.
It was something like 91, 92, something like that. We had 50 people. That was a lot.
In those days, this club was called The Ritz, and most of its shows were rock and roll. But during the 1990s, North Carolina's Latino population quadrupled. Immigrants came from Mexico and Central America to work in the state's tobacco fields and textile factories. And what they wanted to hear was the kind of music Banda brought in. So 3 years ago, the Ritz changed its name to Disco Rodeo, or Disco Rodeo, and started showcasing Mexican bands. There are still some rock acts here during the week, but on the weekends, says manager Nicole Russell, the music is all in Spanish.
The owner, actually, Judy Powers, decided she wanted to give it a try, and we got so much business, and from the community, people loved it. So we just decided that we should just keep it more Latino.
Since then, Disco Rodeo has opened up two other clubs, in Winston-Salem and in Charlotte, and Jerry Banda's touring circuit has expanded to the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama. Tonight, there are about 2,000 people at Disco Rodeo. Most of the men wear cowboy hats and cowboy boots and tight jeans with big belt buckles. Banda says that shows their roots.
Most of the people that cater to this music are people that actually come from the farms, the ranches, or the little bitty towns in Mexico, not the city itself.
And the music they like, he says, isn't sophisticated city stuff, like the salsa or merengue that's popular with many Americans. Instead, it's ranchera, norteño, banda, and cumbia.
It's like your cowboy music, say, like your Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, stuff like that. And this is what this is kind of pretty much too.
And this is the kind of music that draws people like Pancho, who'd rather use only his first name. Pancho's more than willing to pay $50 for a ticket to see the headliner band, Conjunto Primavera.
They play ballads, cumbia, original Mexican music, rancheras. They play all that. And I really like Primavera. I really like the voice of Tony Melendez. He's the best singer in Mexico.
Pancho's friend Ricardo is also here because of Conjunto Primavera, but he's got more than music on his mind. Ricardo's waiting for his girlfriend to show up. He wants the band to woo her for him.
The words. I don't have the right words to talk to a woman. So that's why I'm bringing my girlfriend, so that they can tell her in their songs.
Other fans have already done their courting. Jesus and Ana Torres have left their kids at home and are having a night out. Jesus left Mexico 15 years ago, but he says the music of Conjunto Primavera takes him back.
Yeah, sure. You come and it reminds you of the traditions of home. We're from the state of Durango, and this is the traditional music there.
It's almost 1 a.m. when Conjunto Primavera's tour bus finally pulls up to the back door at Disco Rodeo. The band has driven almost 30 hours to get here, straight from Mexico. Singer Tony Melendez, a superstar in his own country, says performing in the United States is different. Here, he plays for smaller audiences, 2,500, say, compared to 25,000 in Mexico. But he says the welcome he gets here may be even more intense.
The people over here, they feel the love for our work. Why? Because they miss all the customs and the cultures of our country.
Minutes later, Melendez is on stage, welcoming his fans from different Mexican states.
Amigos del estado de Chihuahua, amigos del estado de Zacatecas, de Durango, de Jalisco, de Michoacán.
Then he launches into a romantic ballad, singing to his woman that he can't live without her. Maybe, somewhere in the crowd at Disco Rodeo, Ricardo's girlfriend is there, listening and falling in love. For Studio 360, I'm Lita Hartman in Raleigh, North Carolina.